Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Red Berries, White Clouds, Blue Sky by Sandra Dallas. Narrated by Jennifer Ikeda.
Chapter 1, 1942, The Sign on the Door. Tomi stopped just outside the grocery store where her mother always shopped and peered through the glass in the door's window. She loved the smells inside, of sawdust on the floor and of the bread that came in bright wrappers. Just beyond the door, she knew, were orderly displays of fresh fruit and vegetables, fat strawberries in green baskets, rows of corn covered by papery husks, cabbages as big as a baby's head. Most of all, Tomi loved the candy displayed in the big glass case. With a penny in her hand, she would choose from among the jumble of Tootsie Rolls, inky black licorice, and other sweets. Today, she thought, looking through the glass, she would pick two jawbreakers from a glass bowl. The jawbreakers were two for a penny, which meant she and her brother Hiro could each have one. She pushed the door open and heard the jingle of the bell that announced customers entering the store. But just before she stepped onto the old wooden floor, she spotted a sign taped to the window. Her mouth dropped open, and she stopped so abruptly that Hiro ran into her. "What's wrong?" he asked. Tomi turned around. "I left the penny at school," she said. "It's in your hand," he told her. Tomi looked down at her fingers, which clutched the coin. "We're not going in there." "Why not?" Hiro asked. Tomi took her brother's hand and tried to pull him away, but Hiro refused to move. Then he spied the sign on the door.
"What's that sign say?" he asked.
"I can't read it," Tomi said quickly.
"You're 12 and you can so read it."
"I'm 7 and I can read too." He squinted as he sounded out the words. Then he looked up at his sister.
"It says no Japs." "That's not a very nice word, is it?"
Tomi shook her head and tugged at her brother.
"Mom says the word is Japanese. Jap is a mean word," Hiro said.
He read the sign again, then grinned.
"It's okay, Tomi, we're not Japanese, we're Americans, we can go in."
Just then, a man in a white apron came to the door and stared at Tomi and Hiro.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"